Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
This morning, the Supreme Court recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality. In doing so, they've reaffirmed that all Americans are entitled to the equal protection of the law, that all people should be treated equally, regardless of who they are or who they love. This decision will end the patchwork system we currently have. It will end the uncertainty hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples face from not knowing whether their marriage, legitimate in the eyes of one state, will remain if they decide to move or even visit another. This ruling will strengthen all of our communities by offering to all loving same-sex couples the dignity of marriage across this great land. Thank you.
To Shout Out, out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Mitch McMorrow, and a big congratulations to our American friends.
Now, it's prize season, and with loads happening across the USA and in London last weekend, it's our prize here in Bristol the weekend after next.
And I think Cheryl's been checking out Exeter.
And Ivan's been getting a little bit good at Lush. All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Hello, everyone.
Hello. I meant to say Cheryl's been checking out Exeter Pride.
Oh, right. No, did you just say Exeter?
I just said Exeter, so that's a bit random. Cheryl has been checking out Exeter Pride.
Yeah. It is Pride season at the moment, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I've just come back from London Pride, actually.
What have you done with Andy?
I can't see Andy. Can you, Lucy?
I'm suffering a bit with hay fever, which is why I sound so butch at the moment.
Hello, Lucy,
by the way.
Hi, Andy. Hello. Hi, Mitch.
You're going to say like you sound like you've been rolling around in the long grass and
in
doing
flowers.
Well, I wish I had. Well, actually, no. I'm very glad I haven't been. To be honest, I don't think I'll
just aggravate your.
I know anyone out there with hay fever will totally agree with me at the moment that it's just awful.
It is a nightmare.
So. I think it helps your radio voice. It makes you sound very.
It sounds like coming today very on smooth. The Shout Out.
Yeah, that sounds quite butch actually. If you did it like that. That sounds quite good.
That's better. Shout out smooth radio. Yeah.
On Bristol Pride this year.
Yeah, Bristol Pride, everybody. It's happening.
So that's not butch.
That was a bit
very feminine,
sleazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe a different shout out show.
maybe the After Dark.
So now, what a good news in America.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Brilliant, isn't
very
it?
Very happy, very
well
happy.
Well done, USA.
And a little fact for you. Did you go on Facebook and convert your photo to being the rainbow flag over the top of it thing that everyone's done?
I didn't because I was taking a break in Corfu from Facebook and
very nice.
Twitter.
But you must have noticed. Anyone that's logged on to Facebook. In work the other day, one of the guys turned me and said, am I missing something? Everyone seems to have gone rainbow mad.
That's what someone asked me.
And what was lovely, it seemed to be all my straight friends.
Yeah,
and
I know,
I was really quite touched by that. That's really nice.
What have I missed?
To give
not
you a statistic,
friends.
26 million people on Facebook rainbowed their faces.
Wow.
Which I thought was fantastic.
26 million?
26 million
that's
people.
That's amazing.
Which is great.
That's
so
brilliant. Because I think there's about 4.7 billion people in the world, isn't there?
Oh, I don't know.
50%, yeah.
So, yeah. Well done. Lucy's quick.
Sorry.
percentages, anyway. And I was just about to give people a conundrum, but she's just...
No, I made that up. None of you can work it out in your heads whilst talking at the same time, so you don't know if I'm right or not.
That's true. That is very,
feel
very
free
true.
To phone in after the show and tell me if I got it right.
Tell us the correct answer.
There'll be people on the podcast playing that back there and saying, hang on, let me get a cake clay. In fact, yes. No, they're probably not that.
So you shout out, you know, you get a maths question. We are
a conundrum every week.
Conundrum, yes.
we're for everyone.
And we've got one more broadcast, and then we are broadcasting live all day from Pride.
Awesome. From Pride.
Which is going to be great. So I know we've got lots of people coming down to join us. Eugenia are going to take some of the feed during the day.
Excellent.
Some of the breakfast crew here on the One Love Breakfast are coming down to join us as well. And of course, all of the shout out crew will be there broadcasting live all day on BCFM 93.2 and Pirate Nation Radio as well. So whether you listen online or on FM, you can get us. So now, talking of Pride stuff, I believe it's time for this. Lucy, that is this week's entry, isn't
Hello.
It?
So, yes.
So, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, were you in Poland or something last week?
Yes, I was in Poland last week in the beautiful city of Wrocław. I hope I've pronounced that correctly.
So, was it
probably
fun?
Not. It was really lovely. It's a great place. Lovely, great history, lovely architecture.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed myself. I recommend it for a little city break. The stag and hen parties haven't found it just yet.
Oh, so, it's one of those type of places. Yeah, oh, not yet. One
well,
of those.
Well, there were a couple of intrepid Stansted Airport on Friday morning. If anybody knows, is stag and hen party.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh, right.
And we did feel a little bit smug not to be getting on the Ryanair flight full of people dressed as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
It's frozen season.
Well, we did
Disney princesses.
Yeah, and that was just the stag parties.
Yes.
Anyway, ouch out this week. What are we covering this week?
Well, I thought, seeing as Bristol Pride is next week, I thought I wouldn't talk about it.
Okay.
That's unusual, isn't it, Andy?
Well, seeing as Outshout is aimed at the LGBT community in the southwest of England, and I thought I'd maybe talk about a couple of other things going on outside Bristol for people who might not be able to get to Pride, and sort of see what was going on in sort of Gloucestershire and Swindon, Wiltshire area this week.
Cool.
So I picked up a couple of things. First of all, there's the Gloucestershire Gay and Lesbian Community, who are a really well-established meet-up group that meet in Gloucester and Cheltenham.
All right.
And they are going to be meeting...
A bit further up north from us.
A little bit further up north. They're really up against it because the last gay bar in Gloucester, the last gay bar in the county, closed in March.
It's reopened,
really?
Though.
Yeah, yeah. It's reopened.
Yeah, it's under new management. A young chap bought it.
Ah, well then, that just shows how not up to date I am. But
wow. What's it called, the bar?
Unless it's closed again, I don't think it has.
It was called the Waterfront, the View. Oh, I'm not going to start talking about stuff I don't know about. But anyway, they are going to be at the Cheltenham Midsummer Fiesta this Saturday.
Okay. Cool.
It's at Montpellier Gardens in Cheltenham, starting at 12 o'clock. And the GGLC will have a stall there. So, you know, drop down and have a chat. They still hold regular meetups throughout the week. They've got one happening tonight. And they've got bar meetups. Go on their website.
They're a social group type thing.
They're a social group, cool. Social meetup group. Their website, www.gglc.co.uk, has got loads of details about things going on in the area.
Brilliant.
It'll be great news if the bar is true, but if not, you know, they're really fighting the good fight and making sure that there's places and venues for people to meet in Gloucestershire.
Everywhere. They're all closing.
Good luck Gloucester.
Really, really tough. So that's going on there. And then out in Swindon, the gay bar there is called the Mail Coach, and they still hold their regular pub quiz nights on a Wednesday, and they still have their regular live music nights on a Saturday, and they've got live music this Saturday with Bright Things, and that's free entry, so go down and check them out.
Woo!
If you're in the Swindon area.
What's it called? The Mail?
The Mail Coach.
Mail Coach.
I visited it before, and it's quite small. Swindon's not very big, but I think it's a really friendly pub.
Is
and
it?
Everybody's really nice there. Yeah.
So it's very LGBT friendly.
Massively LGBT friendly. I wouldn't like to speculate. I don't think there's many places around Swindon. Everybody in Swindon who wants to call in and correct me, please by all means do so. But I think because of that, it's just really friendly and welcoming, and it's got a really great vibe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then one final thing happening in Bristol. Not strictly LGBT, but sexuality related, and it definitely did catch my eye, and that is Spill, which is showing now at the Bristol Old Vic, and it's on until Saturday. there's flyers and posters all around for it, and I had a little bit of a look at the website last night, and it looks really, really interesting. It's based on verbatim interviews about sexuality and whether what we've been taught to believe in the media is really representative of, you know, how we all actually really are. Yeah. And what really caught my eye was that it's going to use verbatim text, live music, puppetry and movement.
Oh,
and that
I like
really
the sound of that.
Piqued my curiosity, to be fair, because I really want to know how the puppets get involved. So I might be booking a ticket myself just to see.
Yeah, I can imagine Andy being a puppet at the moment.
Dumbstruck, because he
looking at
just
me.
Doesn't know what to make of that. No.
Do you think you'd like to dress up as a puppet?
I'm trying not to have a crude mind about it, to be honest.
Because it's trying to get away from the dominant heterosexual white, you know, really conventional narrative about sexuality.
So
I think it might appeal to an LGBT audience for that.
Free gender expression.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And the puppets, why not?
Well, we all like it. We all like it, you know. I used to like the Muppets. Does that count?
It sounds skillful. Who's the theatre group?
The theatre group is the Propolis Theatre Company.
Okay.
And they actually did a very good show last year, which was very well reviewed. So they're coming back, and people know who they are, and it looks like it's going to be really good.
Cool.
Okay.
And I assume that's Bristol Old Vic's website, is it?
Yeah, Bristol Old Vic's website. Tickets are £12 or £8 for concessions.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Cool.
One.
Thank you very much, Lucy.
No problem.
This is Justin Utley, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
This year's Bristol Pride 2015 kicks off on the 3rd of July, with a week's worth of events, including the Queer Film Festival, the Comedy Night, plus many more. We're even seeing the return of the Dog Show this year. It all culminates on the 11th of July with a massive great party taking place in Castle Park. Confirmed acts on the main stage include Nikki French, Ryan Dolan, Bucks Fizz, Tina Cousins and Heather Small. Whether you're stuck at home or plan to come join us on the day, tune in to BCFM 93.2, because Shout Out will be broadcasting from midday all the way through to when the main stage closes.
The event is free, but why not perk it up a bit with a day supporter wristband for just a fiver? They give you great discounts throughout Pride, including money off at the bars and food stalls on the day.
Or better still, get a day and night supporter wristband for just £15, which will give you all that plus free entry to the evening event at the Queen's Shilling and free or discounted entry to other partner Pride events. For all the Pride details and how to support this great week of events, visit pridebristol.co.uk.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Sorry, I like that song.
I like that tune.
So that sash and the stay.
You, even though you sound really poorly, Andy, I could see you grooving on down there in the corner.
So I like sash.
Yeah,
I do. Really, I do like sash.
Yeah.
So I played a few sash songs over the last
few
weeks.
Yeah, you were cutting some shakes over there.
As long as I don't sing, I'm fine. I won't lose my voice. So mind you, I lose the voice. You can just see the chat. It'll be fine.
Okay, I'll do the chat. So we've got some people in the studio today, and they look very serious, like they're going to do something really serious in a minute.
What, like the news?
Like the news.
Hello.
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 Oh,
they are there.
They are there. They're proper news readers.
Yeah, they're waiting for the jingle, aren't they? Right, okay, here you go.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 2nd of July 2015.
Thousands of people took part in Pride events in Berlin and London at the weekend. They were buoyed up after the ruling of the United States Supreme Court were delivered a verdict in favour of same-sex marriage. Pink News sent its photographers along to the London March, capturing dozens of shots of the parade, which involved groups as diverse as the LGBT Muslim organisation Ayman, to gay activists, to leather and rubber men, feminist groups and human rights campaigners like trade unions and Amnesty International. The LGBT group within the controversial UK Independence Party participated in the parades, despite having been asked not to by organisers. However, there were no incidents involving them and the anti-UKIP activists. Pink News captured the customary small picket by anti-gay fundamentalist religious factions. However, their numbers appear to be dwindling year on year. Some gay and trans Christians did stop to debate terminology with them, and this was also captured by gay bloggers. Take a look at the website for a link to some of the photographs and leave comments and remarks of your own.
Attitude magazine, which bills itself as Britain's largest selling LGBT magazine, marks its 21st birthday in July with a bumper edition. In association with Delta Airlines, the magazine has introduced their own Attitude Pride Awards to coincide with the start of gay marching season. The awards celebrate community activists who have worked to alleviate suffering, promote well-being, and are inspirational to all sections of society. Award winners for 2015 include people who work with drug and alcohol abuse, an ambassador for the homeless charity Albert Kennedy Trust, and one of the veterans of Lesbians and Gays Support the Minors. These are just some among many others. The magazine is available for £4.85 across the Shoutout region in bookstores, magazines and branches of Sainsbury's.
Pink News reports that an anti-gay activist has egg on their face after making the bizarre claim that the popular US television network NBC had changed their colour scheme to the rainbow gay flag colours. Donald Stare of Arkansas made this claim on Facebook that NBC was supporting the gays after the Supreme Court ruling in favour of marriage equality. NBC executives calmly responded that their colourful logo is not based on the rainbow flag, but represents a peacock to symbolise broadcasting the colours of the world to US homes. NBC's peacock design had been used for decades and was first aired in 1956 to showcase their network's implementation to colour broadcasting. Mr. Stare has reportedly gone silent after being put in his place.
One for media watchers in the UK, the controversial Voice of Africa radio station in West London, which operates on a low-power FM community licence, has been again found in breach of the broadcasting code. The station had failed to implement a proper complaints procedure or fulfil its training obligations. The station has been accused in the past of promoting intolerance of gay and trans people, although the broadcast regulator Ofcom has not recorded any specific breach in this regard. Nevertheless, the LG blogosphere remains cautious of the station.
Reports from New York City say that a small picket of the LGBT pride celebration by a group of Orthodox Jews was not all that it seemed. The fraudulent organizers of the protest had paid down at heel Mexican laborers to dress up as Orthodox Jews to bolster their small numbers. Towards the end of the parade, the metal fence around the Jewish group collapsed, and pride attendees clashed with the protesters, with one gay woman saying a protester attempted to punch her before she retaliated in self-defense and left a cut on his eye. New York has a large Jewish population, the majority of whom are LGBT friendly.
And finally, it's been an important week for Laverne Cox as she became the first trans person to be given a waxwork by Madame Tussauds, the famous museum of celebrity likenesses. The Orange is the New Black actress and trans activist has had an extremely high profile over the past year, even featuring on the cover of Time magazine. Miss Cox last year was the first trans person to be nominated for an Emmy Award. Her new waxwork was unveiled at the San Francisco branch of the famous Waxwork Museum on Saturday.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Natalie.
And Nathan Adam.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hey, this is Rick Koff from Where the Bears Are, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, in a sec, we're going to be catching up with Cheryl and finding out all about Exeter Pride. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out podcast.
Good luck. That's the name of the song. That's Bright Light, Bright Light. You may remember Ivan managed to catch up with them when he was over in America recently, and they gave us that. That's their latest track that's recently come out, I think, now. Lovely summary won that one. You may have seen Bright Light, Bright Light at previous Bristol Pride. They have performed there. So now, talking of Pride, it is Pride season, and to get you in the mood, Cheryl's been off treating herself to a day out at the one down in Exeter.
I found Sarah Savage here, one of the stars of My Transsexual Summer. She's up here doing some promotion for Brighton Trans Pride. How are things going?
Things are great, thanks. Got a different park this year, which is a lot bigger and we can do a lot more stuff in. And yeah, we've got a bigger and better plans. We're just trying to make everything more trans accepting and more trans happy than ever before.
And in the meantime, you have a book coming out.
I do, yeah. My book will be out at the beginning of July. It's called Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? And it's the first children's book which allows the reader to decide the gender of the main character.
That's brilliant. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about this. Fox Fisher has done the illustrations on it, and we've been working flat out for the last year. So we're just about to release it. We're really excited.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Sarah.
No worries. Thank you.
Oh, here's a familiar face. It's Leslie Mansell. I'm sure our listeners will remember. Leslie, you're here, what, with Unite, the trade union?
I am today, Cheryl, and it's lovely to see you here. Yes, I've been a member of the trade union since the 1970s, and I was thinking today, you know, the first Pride stall by a trade union was set up by myself in 1990 when it was in Brockwell Park in Brixton. And in fact, there was a stall for the trade unions before that, and that was in a bit earlier in Kennington Park when we had a Section 28 demo. So it's nice to think of old memories and nice to see how big the movement has grown. It's fantastic.
Right, I mean, that's just 25 years, and now there are loads of union stalls around.
Absolutely, and some of that we did through the TUC Equality Network, so we brought more people in there. And in fact, again, when the TUC first set up its lesbian and gay section, it didn't include bisexual or trans people. And I must admit, I was responsible for campaigning through the trade union to get trans and bi people included within the remit. And we took a lot of stick for it at the time, but they've got over it.
Brilliant. Well, it's probably just as well for the workers' movement that you folks are here, because I can see a Green Party stand, but there aren't any other political parties represented.
I think the Labour Party are here. They were definitely on the march. I'm also a member of the Labour Party, I will admit. And I'm absolutely devastated by the election result, because all we can see now is massive cuts all the way round. And particularly, if the government gets rid of the Human Rights Act, we can forget about everything we've won for LGBTQI people.
Well, I can see a whole bunch of very young people wandering around here with I Love Human Rights badges that they've got from the Amnesty International stand. So I think we're probably doing all right with the youngsters.
Good. I think it's great to see lots of young people here. It's a real mixed group. It's older people, it's younger people, it's black people, it's white people, and that's just lovely in Exeter.
Great, thanks very much, Leslie.
Thanks, Cheryl. Lovely to see you. Have a good day.
So I've found here a tent belonging to Somerset College. It's kind of unusual to find an educational establishment at a Pride. And presumably you're recruiting students, are you?
Yeah, students of all ages, not necessarily the school leavers. It's a higher education students as well. So it's just, if for us, evidence in today that we welcome all students, whether they're gay, straight, bisexual, trans, anyone's welcome. Because it's all about doing study. It's not about what gender or sexual orientation that you have. It's just about coming in and doing the right course for you.
And I see some of you are wearing T-shirts saying Top 100 Gay Friendly Employer in 2014.
Yes, and 2015 as well.
Brilliant.
So, and again, we were the only college this year actually in the Top 100. And we're not a huge college, so that was quite a big accolade for us. So we're flying the flag nice and high for the education sector.
And whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Taunton.
Okay, so if there's anybody that's LGBT out there and looking to do like further education or stuff like that, and wants a college they can come to that they would feel safe,
Somerset College is their option.
Brilliant, thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
I've just found a stall here being run by some of the students from Exeter College. It's great to see so many young people here.
Hi, yeah, we're just here selling biscuits today from Gay Pride and like decorate them, donation to our college charity.
Marvellous, that's great stuff. Exeter College is a sixth form thing, or is it further education?
So it's a tertiary college, which is further education, and HE, which is higher education. So obviously we do like things like A-levels, B-techs, different adult learning, HE courses, which is like university courses. We do everything.
You know, when I went to a tertiary thing way back in the 70s, and you would have been killed if you'd just come out as gay, let alone come out as trans. So I'm really impressed to see you folks.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, at college there's lots of things to like support LGBT students. I think like an LGBT committee, an LGBT officer, and I think protected underneath the college equality policy and stuff.
Oh, brilliant. That's really good to know. Thanks ever so much, guys.
Thank you. Cheers.
Now, here's an interesting thing. I found a stall advertising an Exeter Pound, which is going to be coming to the city soon. I wonder where you got that idea from, folks.
Well, obviously, the influence from Bristol is quite key, and it's had such a positive impact there. We just kind of wanted to bring those values down to Exeter.
And how far advanced are you? When are we going to see these Exeter Pounds?
1st of September.
Magic. Have you got designs for them yet?
They're all completed and we've reeled all but two of them. So we've got a football note, a rugby note, a kids note. So there'll be more notes in circulation by an 8-year-old girl than all the other male artists combined, because hers is the one. We've got a famous person that we're not revealing who it is yet on one of the notes. And we're looking forward to launching it and doing the digital pound that will come with it as well.
And you're here at Pride. Is there anything LGBT related on your currency?
Not this time round, but we know that there will be a reprint in 3 years' time, so who knows?
I found people here from Totnes Pride, which I understand is happening in September.
Yes, September the 5th, so come along. It's going to be a fantastic event. We've got so many exciting things happening. We've got some fantastic people coming along, some celebrities that you may have heard of, so please come along.
Well, that sounds exciting. Can you tell us any of these celebrities?
CN Lester. We have some of our patrons coming along. Adoronke is coming along and other people. So lots of things going on. We have a lovely children's area, craft area. We have the procession, which is going to be amazing. It was huge last year. And we're going to be in the Civic Hall. And there's lots of stalls and all sorts of people coming.
And Totnes is just a simple train ride down from Bristol. So it's an easy day out.
It certainly is. It's on the main line.
Okay, look forward to seeing you in September. So here's some. Something that you don't expect to see at a Pride is the National Trust. What on earth are you folks doing here?
Yay! We're down here from Killerton House in Exeter to support Pride, and we've brought our historical dressing up collection so that everyone can have an exploration of gender and identity through our clothes.
And we also organise an exhibition that is displayed all year round at Killerton. This year it's called The F Word. The changing language of fashion.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And you've got a whole rack of clothes here. What are you doing with those?
We're inviting people to dress up. So, EJ, what do you think is your favourite?
I've been going for the pole dark look myself today. Yeah, making everyone go wild. Yeah,
I'm weak at the knees.
Thank you very much. That's what I like to think. Happy Pride.
And what do you recommend for me?
Well, we've got some nice sort of 19th century replica, very large hats that are very glamorous.
That sounds like me all over, though I must admit I'm tempted by the feather boas.
Yay! Everyone's tempted by a feather boa, sweet.
So I found some people called Shared Lives. It says family-based support in your local community. What's that all about?
So basically we recruit people who are normally ex-carers or ex-nurses or people who have some experience in social care who want to support another adult in their own home. So it's like an alternative to residential care or supported living for someone who will have social care needs but wants to live with a family.
Social care, of course, is a really big problem for LGBT people because, you know, people are afraid of going into a home in case they get bullied and so on. With this going to a family, presumably you're able to match people with supportive families.
Absolutely. We have big families, small families, gay families, straight families. We reflect the whole demographic of the country, really. So we can match people to not only their social care needs, but the best thing about it is that we look at their interests and how they want their lives to be, and we match people with similar interests. So,
okay, thank you very much. I'm here with Jen, who has a badge saying official trustee. That means that you must be one of the people who's responsible.
I am. I'm part of 9 trustees who organised Exeter Pride today. We all have our different area, and I was in charge of the parade.
Wow, and how did the parade go?
The parade was probably the best parade we've ever had. The sun was shining and there were so many people out there. There was probably twice as many people as last year and it's absolutely fantastic.
Approximate count?
It's hard to say. The police normally do that, but we normally say 2,000. There was definitely more than that. Definitely more than 2,000 people is all I can say.
And you've got the park full of stands and things here. Everything going well?
Yeah, this is amazing. This is the first time we've ever done this. Normally we have our stalls inside. This year we needed to expand and the sun is shining and people are enjoying themselves. It's family friendly. There's a bouncy castle. It's great.
Right, because the Phoenix is stuffed full of stalls as well, so you've clearly got a lot more stuff this year.
Yeah, we've got a lot more stuff this year. We've got workshops in the Phoenix. We've got our health zone, which is also full of stalls, but health-related stalls. So, yeah, there's a lot of people here, and it's definitely the best Exeter Pride.
And what's going to happen in the evening?
The evening, we've got from 7 o'clock, we've got entertainment until all the way through till 12. Mostly it's local bands, and then from 12 o'clock till 2, we've got a club night with Magic Hat Stand.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
There you go, Cheryl reporting from Exeter Pride.
Oh,
there.
I quite like Exeter.
Do you?
Yeah.
Looking forward to Bristol.
I am looking forward to Bristol, though. I went to London Pride, yeah, Andy.
Well, we're going to get a bit lush in a minute, so with us.
The Shout Out Podcast.
It's called Hold My Hand.
I might even actually change that from a flash mob.
Oh. Are you doing a flash mob, are you? Yeah. Is this a Pride thing?
It's Elfest, so the week after Pride is Elfest.
Oh, what is Elfest?
Elfest is it's the biggest lesbian and women-only gathering.
We talked to you about UK. It before, haven't we? Yeah. Over in Wales, if I remember correctly.
Uxeter. No, you're thinking of Women in Tune.
Oh, am I?
That's later on in the year.
Oh, okay.
So that's a music festival.
Now, question for you. How do you take a big camp bear and make him even camper?
I would suggest a bit of a boa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if he did have one when he did this interview.
And a nice little waistcoat.
Well, what about some soap?
Okay, yeah.
Would that work?
Okay.
What about some Lush soap?
Oh, yes. I think a Lush makeover.
You're getting where I'm going with this now.
Yes, a Lush makeover. Maybe.
Well, this is our lovely, 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 gorgeous Ivan reporting from a Lush store here in Bristol.
Great.
Well, I'm at Lush in Broadmead in Bristol, and today I'm talking to Nell Pierce, who's one of the employees here. Nell, you have got an amazing campaign going on at the moment with Lush. Tell me all about it.
Our campaign is in joint with All Out, and it is telling the world that gay is okay.
I've seen the board outside, actually. It's in bright pink with black writing on it saying gay is okay. So what is the actual campaign going to be doing?
So we are raising funds globally from every single store, apart from those few stores that can't join in. And hopefully we are aiming to raise £250,000 for All Out to donate to LGBT grassroots charities. These charities can come and ask for grants up to £10,000 per grant, and we're just hoping to help everyone, all of these charities that fight for equality day by day.
So it's up to each individual charity to apply for the money?
Yeah.
So nothing set in stone then?
Nothing set in stone at the moment. So it could be local charities. Tell everyone you know about it that has an LGBT supportive charity. We're looking at networks as well. And just support, I think, is one of the most important things worldwide, is to let everyone know that we are equal and you will be looked after by those that love you.
Fantastic. So how are you actually going about raising the money?
So we're selling this absolutely incredible bling soap, and it's got a hashtag gay is okay across the front. It's smells absolutely incredible. I think you'll agree with me.
Oh, lovely. You've got a bar. It's very sparkly, isn't it?
It does leave a little glitter on you.
So I'm holding this gold brick, and on the outside embossed on it, it says gay is okay. It's not camp at all. And oh, it smells quite citrusy, doesn't it?
So we've picked three essential oils in here. So you've got lemon, lemongrass and bergamot. All of these are to combat SAD and also the anti-anxiety aromatherapy oils. So
SAD, can you just explain what that is?
Seasonal affective disorders. If you don't get enough sunlight, if you're not out there enough, and people do get really bought down in the dumps during winter, and this is something to keep you perked up all through summer.
It smells lovely. I mean, how much is a bar of soap there?
So a bar of soap is £4 for 120 grams. And any of you that know Lush know that that's a pretty good deal.
It's a big chunk of soap, I have to say.
But
you know, that's really good. So, and all the profits from that soap will go to the fund that you're talking
about. All profits. Gay is OK have never worked with a company before to raise funding for them. They don't want money off companies. So it's imperative that we let our customers know that it's their money that is going to Gay is OK and to these grants.
I mean, this isn't a one-off thing with Lush, is it? Because Lush's credentials, I mean, you know, you are out there doing stuff for human rights, animal protection and environmental preservation. That's correct, isn't
it?
Yeah,
definitely. We are at the forefront of these worldwide issues.
I mean, last year, with regards to LGBT issues specifically, you as a company were involved with the Sign of Love campaign. Can you just briefly tell us what that was about last year?
So, Sign of Love last year was following in store. It was after Valentine's Day. And it's the pink, obviously the pink triangle that all of you may know. And we were just raising awareness once again. It was following a artist's Love is Free series of images, and we wanted to again band together and let people know about equality and protection, especially things going on in Russia at that time, was very, very imperative to our cause.
And that culminated with a protest outside the Russian embassy in London, right?
Yes, it did, yeah, I believe. Yeah, it was pretty striking. We were on a couple of front pages. Obviously, again, we couldn't be in a couple of other countries, Kuwait, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Russia, to say a few. But just to let the staff and our other stores know, and to let their friends know and the communities know that we are here to support you, and we all together, banded together, we have a louder voice.
That's amazing. I mean, I've had a look at the Lush website, and there are literally dozens and dozens of campaigns out there. This Gay is OK is the latest, obviously. How can people get involved, apart from necessarily, obviously, going out and buying the soap?
Oh, come in and chat to us. We will be, next week, I'm trying to get different groups, support networks. We've got the LGBT Bristol Forum coming down to give out some literature. We're hoping to get some people from the Pride group to come down and maybe do a little surprise on the Saturday, do some talks. Come in, have a chat with us. We can give you a couple of other places to read up or where you can go for support. We're also asking people to join All Out's mailing list. Come in, you don't have to buy a piece of soap, you can just we're taking soapy selfies, and we are doing a thunderclap across social media for the next 10 days.
And that's with the hashtag gay is okay.
Hashtag gay is okay.
Now, it's clear that Lush has some superb credentials when it comes to ethics, and specifically support for the LGBT community. Thank you so much for talking with me today, and wish you all the best with the campaign.
Brilliant, thank you. We should go get a soapy selfie.
Yes, I think we should do. And you know what? This is Ivan Jackson smelling Gert Lush for Shout Out.
And you can see Ivan the soapy selfie.
I can smell him from here.
On our social media at some point when I get hold of him to get it off him, I'm
yeah.
sure. So.
You smell.
Hi, I'm Corona, and you listen to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
This year's Bristol Pride 2015 kicks off on the 3rd of July, with a week's worth of events including the Queer Film Festival, the Comedy Night, plus many more. We're even seeing the return of the Dog Show this year. It all culminates on the 11th of July with a massive great party taking place in Castle Park. Confirmed acts on the main stage include Nikki French, Ryan Dolan, Bucks Fizz, Tina Cousins and Heather Small. Whether you're stuck at home or plan to come join us on the day, tune in to BCFM 93.2 because Shout Out will be broadcasting from midday all the way through to when the main stage closes.
The event is free, but why not perk it up a bit with a day supporter wristband for just a fiver? They give you great discounts throughout Pride, including money off at the bars and food stalls on the day.
Or better still, get a day and night supporter wristband for just 15 quid, which will give you all that, plus free entry to the evening event at the Queen's Shilling and free or discounted entry to other partner Pride events. For all the Pride details and how to support this great week of events, visit pridebristol.co.uk.
The Shout Out podcast.
I'm still in love with you, Electric
like
Velvet. I'm still in love
just
with them.
So cute, little, you know,
I know they didn't Charleston do very well, but they had like coats that changed colour all of a sudden. Which is great.
That's what did it for
I
you.
Like all that.
I know. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
The gimmicks. It's a little bit of swing, isn't it? A little bit of swing, a little bit of Charleston.
I really hope they release another track because it's just funky and British and summery and fun.
And yes. 20s.
Well, yes, yeah.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, but yes. I like stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I do too.
Postmodern Jukebox do a lot of stuff like that, which we played lots on this show. Several people would testify yeah. to. I do like them a bit too much.
So are you going to go down to Lush and get a soapy old
you're going
to
get a soapy, what was it? Washed. A soapy selfie.
A soapy selfie.
Soapy selfie, yeah. Yeah. Should we all do soapy selfies?
I think we should, you know.
I love it that Ivan finished on a lovely Bristolian term, Gert Lush.
Gert Lush. Yeah, it's got to be Gert Lush.
Although, brilliant. Interestingly, Lush are not able to run their campaign in all of their stores across the world, obviously, because there are some countries that are a little bit too homophobic to do it in.
Yeah, I can imagine the Lush shop in Russia.
So it does beg the question.
Warsaw probably doesn't do the campaign. Yes,
it must be quite difficult if you're a huge, great corporate because, you know, likes like Google and the like obviously want to be quite equal. Facebook got in trouble for that flag over your face something that you could do to celebrate Pride. Russia went ballistic, saying it was promoting what's their law?
Promoting homosexuality or non-traditional relations.
Non-traditional relations, yeah. They said. And Facebook should be banned in Russia. It's like, for God's sake, it's a rainbow. Get over it.
Yes, well, you know, they've got a lot to get over in Russia, haven't they? You know,
so it's very interesting. Have you ever researched where the rainbow flag comes from?
Wasn't it in the 1978 or something?
That's right.
Gilbert Baker, wasn't it?
Gilbert Baker, yeah.
And he wanted to sort of show, gay artists. He wanted to, in San Francisco, to show that there was diversity within the community.
And each colour has a different meaning as well.
There's harmony, it's purple.
Spirit.
Healing.
Sunshine.
Creativity.
Yeah. Did you know that the current flag we use has less colours in it than the original?
There was originally 8. There was hot pink.
Do you know why hot
turquoise.
Pink? Do you know why hot pink was dropped?
No.
I believe because they couldn't find the dye to make the flag. Yeah.
They were trying to do it on the sly, so they were dyeing them at home in the bath and then running down to the laundrette at 3 a.m. and washing them, which you're not supposed to do because it dyes everyone else's clothes. And they were putting chemicals in the laundrette machines afterwards to clean them out, and because they were doing it at 3 a.m, no one noticed. Kind of thing.
Aww.
It's a real kind of, you know, equality.
That's like radical roots, isn't it?
Radical roots to the rainbow flag, absolutely, yeah. And then they dropped it to 6 colours, which is what we've got today.
Yes.
It came to prominence when they made the huge great one that they did the march with, which I think was about the 90s.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the 1980s in Britain, we were still using the pink and black triangle symbols.
That's right,
which actually has Nazi...
For the concentration camps. And there are other colours as well, like brown for gypsies, I think.
And there was a yellow thing for Jews.
So you can see why people perhaps wanted to move beyond that. But that's where those symbols are.
But it said on the history I was reading that they made the giant flag. And because it was all over the press on San Francisco Pride, I think it was San Francisco Pride, that was when suddenly everyone started using it. Yes. And it's now reckoned to be one of the most recognisable symbols in the world.
Absolutely. And there's other... sort of pride flags as well, isn't there? There's the leather pride flag, which was developed in the 1980s. Then in the 90s, there came the bear pride flag, which they fly on the Bristol.
And there's now a rubber pride flag.
There's a drag pride flag as well.
There's one for bisexuality as well, which is different shades of purple and pink, isn't it?
It's funny you should say that, because I was doing flags with young people today about sexual orientation, gender identity, and romantic orientation. And there's so many.
There are now gender and
pansexual and two spirited and lesbian and then lipstick lesbian and
the list goes on, massive proliferation of different types of flags,
demisexual
but they all come under the rainbow banner. Anyway, that's it for this week, but we are we've got 1 week left from this Saturday until our live coverage all day from Bristol Pride.
Yes, and from midday to when it finishes, you can hear us live on BCFM 93.2 on your radio and streaming Pirate Nation Radio.
But there is still one more show to go beforehand, and we'll be back with some treats and lots of stuff about Pride, I'm sure. Next week, live from 7 here on BCFM and plenty of other stations that we broadcast on too. We love you all. So, but for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.